Hi, this is a dictation for Dion Alexander, D-E-O-N-A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R. Dion Alexander is date of birth is 12/5/89, date of accident 4/27/2022, date of service 12/5/2022. Mr. Dion Alexander is a 32-year-old African-American male complaining of pain in the mid-back, upper-back, and lower-back to the tune of 5, and pain in both the eyes, and no pain in the left shoulder. He can move up to 180 degrees now. All of these symptoms allegedly are reported from an accident when he hit 4 cars and collided with the front driver. Total 4 car accident. He was a rear seat passenger on the right. Some pain in the right sided lower back in the SI joint is reported in the beginning, and some pain is reported below the knee on the left leg involving all the toes. But no radiation of pain from the lower spine, no radiation in the arms from the neck is reported. However, he reports of some pain in the wrist area on the left. And the fingers are not numb or painful. No carpal tunnel syndrome distribution is reported. Overall, pain is from 6 to 10, and ADLs are affected 8. 40% relief has been obtained by the patient. And mood is affected 6, sleep is affected 6, among the ADLs. In the system review, positive symptoms are headaches, dizziness, vertigo, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, weakness, loss of balance, nightmares. The patient denies any vision disturbance, balance problem, memory problem, equilibrium problem. He further denies any confusion, disorientation, and also no anxiety, depression, panic. Pain and numbness. Patient reports pain in the right shoulder, which is now minimal, around 2 or 3, and pain in the left wrist, and slight difficulty walking, along with stiffness of the lower back and neck. In the GI, patient suffers from difficulty swallowing, but denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a chest pain, and there is no asthma, trouble breathing, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has worsened, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient will be fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is from the previous visit of 10/28/2022, dictation number 1030-003. Plan of care is same, is as follows. Patient is to continue physical therapy. It is reduced once a week for the neck, lower back, shoulder, and rotator cuff, and with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise. And disability is in work, disability, housework, and transportation help. Patient is continuing on naproxen, flexoril, ferricet, gabapentin. The MRI showed a bulging disc and a herniated disc at L4-5, L5-S1. also has a biceps tenosynovitis, adhesive capsulitis, anterior rectum, posterior superior margin of the glenoid labrum. And the brain MRI and neuroquant study did not show any trauma to the brain. At this time, patient has been advised injection treatment for lumbar epidural times 4 to 6, and also intra-articular injection of the shoulder. And AC joint as well as biceps tendon to relieve his symptoms. He was injured almost like 7 months ago, and his physical therapy is going to be reduced to only one time. He can do restorative therapies at home. He has been advised to use biofreeze from his therapist's office. Thank you.